Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast for Thursday. This one is free again, Andrew, because we are going free every day until week one of the football season to entice you people to sign up at the $10 level so they can get your grades, they can get a koozie, they can get a magnet, they can get the screensaver, they get everything. It's awesome, and they sign up and do it so they can have full awesome Saints coverage all year for just 10 bucks a month.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should do it. I mean, think about it. Seriously, free wallpaper, which, you know, is I think the design is amazing. I actually have it on my phone and my computer. But the koozie is awesome. I love that. The magnet's cool. And but, you know, obviously the main thing with paying 10 bucks is you get the grades. And, you know, you'll get 3 months' worth of – if you're the kind of fan that likes to analyze individual players' performance and really dive into how these guys are doing over the course of the season and you geek out and nerd out on that stuff a little bit, this is for you. So, like, if you're into analyzing players' performance, being like, man, I feel like this guy's really down with his performance this year, he's not as good as last year, or I feel like the Saints really need to upgrade at this position, and you want to take a deep dive into that stuff, this has the kind of analytics. And if you like Pro Football Focus, if you like any of those products, this is way more detailed, way more of a look under the hood. I'm transparent about all my grades. I explain exactly why each player is graded a certain way. So there's an enormous amount of detail in there, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So that's only 10 bucks a month.
Yeah. And we have many tiers. You can do the $3.28 tier, wink, wink. Atlanta lost the Super Bowl. He lost a 25-point lead. That's our wink to that. They have the $3.28 tier. They have the $5 tier, the $7 tier, the $10 tier. They all get cool perks and stuff. So go to our
Patreon. And $12 is the T-shirt, right?
That's $12. $12 in the T-shirt. Or if you're filthy fucking rich and have just money that you want to set on fire, you can donate $150 a month, and I will talk to you for 30 minutes every week during the Saints season. Just so you know. So sign up for what you can. It's great. You want to be on the pod. You want to be plugged in all year long. So, Andrew, today the Saints signed a linebacker from Washington and Tennessee that I've never heard of. But you told me today that you think it's good news because – It gave you a feeling that maybe Craig Robinson is going to be okay. Please explain yourself.
Well, you know, usually by now, and of course this is a podcast tradition, every time we say something on the podcast, we immediately get naysayed by the Saints. So I expect news to hit that Craig Robinson is on IR roughly within 30 seconds of you people listening to this podcast. But I think the fact that they cut the long snapper, the backup long snapper, Nick Moore, who has been kind of bad in preseason. I mean, he hasn't had a huge screw up, but he's had a couple really bad locations.
No, it's a huge, that for a long, for the standards of NFL long snappers that teams have put in, he's a disaster. Like that gets you caught. Like that's not even close to being good enough. You know, like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, like that might have been good enough to be okay and be a long snapper. Not anymore. Like team, for a long snapper, you have to be perfect.
Perfect.
99.5 times out of 100. And if you're bad more than one time out of 100, they're bringing people in.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed. I think – the fact that they cut him and they put Chris Clark on IR, which, you know, we saw the air cast come out for him, so it's pretty obvious that this is something serious for him. But the fact that they cut a player that wasn't injured and that he was just cut because they felt like he wasn't good enough and they had that position resolved, that tells me that they didn't have to cut. I just feel like news would have leaked by now. If he was out for the year, I feel like he would have maybe even been IR'd and they wouldn't have cut a player that was healthy. So I just feel like the fact that they created some roster space to sign these two guys and Craig Robertson wasn't part of those transactions, to me, says it may not be as bad as we fear now. He may still be out for 8 weeks. He may maybe be out longer. But that at least tells me there's a chance that we will see him at some point this season.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if he heard his, if he heard something pop and it wasn't as bad as he feared, but he's still out 4 to 6 weeks, you put him at 5 weeks, that still means he misses almost all of September, right? So you still need a linebacker. So and that becomes tricky because he's not long enough to IR him, you know, because that puts you out 8 weeks, but you still need a body, you gotta make him inactive, so it gets dicey, so they have to bring people in. But I agree with you. I think it's good news. I mean, the Saints, they can keep a lid on stuff more so than most teams. They do a really great job of that. But if Deuce could have got the information that he heard something pop, I guarantee if Craig Robinson was IR'd, there's a 99% chance that Schefter or Diana Rossini or somebody would have.
Rapshi,
they'd have got it. I mean, like, that's just how it goes. So that was the only Saints news today. But the more important thing about the Saints today is on Saints Twitter, we were arguing with people and fighting with people over the biggest Saints killers of all time. And people were arguing, the old school people were arguing Joe Montana, and I threw out the name Mike Lansford, if you're old school Saints, and he kept the Saints out of the playoffs in 83. He beat them on a Sunday night in overtime. Like, he has like about 4 game-winning kicks against the Saints when he played with the Rams, so he was on the list. But you came in like Vince fucking McMahon on Monday Night Raw, and just blew people away and were throwing tables around. You crushed everyone when you announced who the all-time Saints killer was. It made people mad and angry, but then you dropped the stats and there was no more arguing with you. So, Andrew, tell the people who the greatest Saints killer of all time is.
So, in my head, I always had Joey Galloway. I just remember going multiple years being like, when is this guy going to retire? My God, he's 37 years old and he's still roasting him.
He was murdered.
Like, every year at the beginning of the year, is Joey Galloway retired yet? Do we have to play him again? But Joey Galloway, and the thing about Galloway is like, yeah, I mean, it's easy to say a guy like Montana. You talked about this on Twitter. We're like, if you're a Hall of Famer and you're winning Super Bowls, you're roasting everyone. It's not like this, it's not like special to the Saints that Joe Montana was tearing every team up that he was playing. So that to me, calling Joe Montana a Saints killer is kind of a cop out.
Jerry Rice killed the Saints. No shit.
Yeah, it's like saying Tom Brady killed some team. It's like, well, he kind of killed everyone that he ever played. So, but Galloway to me is more unique and more interesting. It's not that he wasn't a great receiver. He was, but for whatever reason, the Saints just...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Seemed to bring out like it was the opposite of kryptonite. Like the Saints to Joey Galloway, like he was like Clark Kent most of the time, but then like whenever he played the Saints, he became Superman. It was like the opposite.
Drop the stats on him and remind. And I'm going to tell people when Joey Galloway did this, what Andrew's about to tell you that he did. This is when he was 33, 34, and 35. Andrew dropped the stats that he did.
So he came to the Bucks as an old man and like 33 years old. And like, I remember when they signed him, I was like, oh, he's washed, whatever. But here's the crazy thing, Ralph. I came out of the gates, like you said, like Vince McMahon, like flipping tables over. I was like outraged. Like any list that doesn't have Joey Galloway number one is invalid. Period, the end. You know, I kind of came in strong, which I kind of do sometimes on Twitter. And then
it's the only way to do it on Twitter.
It really is. And I started to wonder, like, is this like a kind of a figment of my imagination? Like, am I overplaying this? Like, do I fantasize about that? Do I remember him killing the Saints maybe a little bit more than he actually did? You know, am I exaggerating this? So all those thoughts were going through my head. So I was like, you know, I better go check the stats and make sure, like, I'm not just throwing this out frivolously and he actually was a Saints killer.
And you want to
So I start to look at the stats. You know, he joined the league in, like, 95. And, I'm watching and, like, I'm going year by year. And, you know, he didn't play with the Bucks until, like, 2004. So, like, he would play the Saints maybe every 3 years when he was, like, with the Seahawks and the Cowboys. There weren't a lot of games. And he didn't have a lot of big-time performances. So I'm like, yeah, I was kind of way off with this. But then you get to 2004 when he was 33 and he joined the Bucks. And Ralph, at first, like, this is the crazy thing. He went on a six-game stretch where he had 9 receiving touchdowns in 6 games. And I was like, holy shit, that's a lot of touchdowns. Ralph, I missed the touchdown that he made back on a punt. I didn't even see that because I was looking at his receiving stats, and it wasn't until later that I discovered that he also ran back a punt against the Saints during the stretch. So it was actually 10 touchdowns in 6 games. Like, I don't know that any player has ever scored 10 touchdowns.
And one of those games was 157 yards in receiving.
Yeah, well. So here's the catch. So he had a 6-game stretch against the Saints where he scored 10 touchdowns. On the 7th game, he rested, and he did not score a touchdown. So it was a terrible performance where he only had 0 touchdowns but 7 catches and 158 yards. Like, that was a bad game for Joey Galloway when he wasn't getting in the end zone and he was pouring 158 yards receiving.
I mean, I thought, you know, Greg Olsen killed the Saints. And Greg Olsen has a ton of monster games, including the playoff game in 2017. And Greg Olsen's individual games don't even touch Joey Galloway. Like, Joey Galloway, it was mind-blowing. I was like, God, I remembered it too, and I remembered him torching the Saints. And when you said, oh, he's got to be on the list, I was like, yeah, that's obvious. But looking at the numbers, like, it was that's ridiculous.
Like, you got to get to a point where I guess it was Hazlitt at the time. Like, I just know Sean Payton, and I've heard him, like, snippets of him on the sidelines. And you remember the infamous Super Bowl when they were going up against the Colts, and he's screaming at Joe Vitt because Dallas Clark is tearing on him, and he keeps shouting, "We cannot let their best player beat us. It's a cardinal sin." Like, you can hear him say, like, you know, "I don't care if we lose. We're not going to lose by Dallas Clark roasting." And I just know, like, Sean Payton would have gotten to a point with Joey Galloway where he would have been like, "I don't care.
Pour four
fucking dudes on that guy. I don't care if they throw for 500 yards on us. Joey Galloway is not catching a touchdown today."
So bad. And people are trying to argue with you, and I'm like, man, this is one. If you argue that Joey Galloway isn't the number one Saints all-time killer, you're basically arguing that the earth is flat. Now, it's America, and you can make that argument, and you can believe that argument. You have the right to be wrong. But that's what you are. You're wrong.
I mean, I don't know if anyone remembers what DeSean Jackson and Ryan Fitzpatrick did to the Saints in week 1 this past season together. But Joey Galloway, like, imagine that happening 7 games in a row. That's what Joey Galloway
That's what he did.
I'm serious.
It's just, we laugh about it now because the Saints are good. But, my God, the Venturi defense were just awful. So this podcast is free because of my bookie. Guys, it's NFL season. The Raiders have AB. You're probably watching Hard Knocks. Look, my bookie, they have the best in online betting app. It's safe. It's secure. You can do in-game betting. You can even bet fantasy players point totals over under if you want. And right now, my bookie, to celebrate the start of football season, Andrew, they are giving you a 100% sign-up bonus match. That's right. You put in 100, they give you 100 to gamble with. You put in 1,000, they give you 1,000. Just use the code armchair and you get 100% sign up bonus. Go to mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. Use the code armchair. Get a 100% sign up bonus. Do it today. It's great. They are a great sponsor. They've helped us make this podcast free for you guys. But also, go and sign up for the daily podcast. It's amazing. Sign up for the tier that you can, at least $7. If you do $7, you get the podcast every day. If you do $10, you get the everyday podcast plus Andrew's grades. And we set up the Patreon site where the tags are easier to find. So you'll be able to find Andrew's grades really easy all year long. You'll be able to find all the training camp podcasts we do. So it's really set up really easy to use. So, guys, this has been our Thursday podcast. It's free.
Oh, I got breaking news, Ralph.
What is that?
Joey Galloway just scored again.
I hate you, Andrew. So, for Andrew, I'm Ralph. We will see you again tomorrow.